It's not as fun anymore.
Chapter 18. The hotel Freya booked for us turned out to be at a 5-star resort. An older gentleman in a tuxedo guided us to our suite, complete with white gloves. He opened the door with his master key and stepped aside. I followed the girls in, and my mouth dropped open. It was like walking into one of the New York City apartments showcased in an interior design television show. It couldn't have been less than 1,200 square feet in size, and there was an entire wall of windows across from the door. Directly in front of me was the main living area with a full kitchen to the left. Each side of the main room had two hallways leading off to what I assumed were the bedrooms. The place was furnished with white micro suede couches and recliners, accented with deep cherry wood tables. A 72-inch flat screen was mounted over a gas fireplace, and a full bar stood in the corner.
"Holy hell, Freya," I mumbled. "This place is crazy."
"Crazy amazing, you mean?" Delaney piped up. "This is the way to live."
Sophie sauntered by me, her tail wagging.
"I wonder what the concierge's face would be like if I jumped up on one of those white couches right now," she spoke to my mind.
I chuckled to myself, refraining from answering her in front of our escort. As soon as we'd had a minute to gawk at the place, he turned to Freya.
"We have taken your baggage to the bedrooms and unpacked them," the concierge reported. "You may summon your personal chef at any time, day or night. Will you require anything else, ma'am?"
"No, thank you, Charles," Freya replied, handing the man a $50 bill. "You've been wonderful." Charles nodded politely and pulled a small card out of his lapel.
"Please call on me when any need arises."
"I will," Freya replied. Charles turned on his heel and pulled the door closed softly as he left. I cocked my head and looked at Freya.
"How do you know his name?"
I looked into the concierge with the best reviews from this section of the resort and requested him when I booked the room, of course, she replied, as though I should have known. I chuckled. There's a lot more to be a booking agent than I realized.
"Only if you're a good one,"
she shrugged and giggled. We spread throughout the suite, heading to the bedrooms to see where our belongings had been placed. Each bedroom was furnished with an oversized king bed and a 50-inch flat-screen television, with an adjacent master bathroom complete with a steam shower and sauna. My clothes had been placed in the first room on the left, down the hall nearest the kitchen.
"It's like they know me,"
I called out to Delaney as she walked by the door. She stopped and peered into my room.
"Always about the food," she laughed.
I walked around a small roll-top writing desk and glanced over at her. What I saw stopped me in my tracks. She was leaning on the door jamb, one hand on her hip and the other holding the top of the towel she had wrapped around her body. Instantly, my mind was no longer on food.
"How did you get into a towel so quickly?" I asked, licking my lips at the sight of her.
She looked down at herself and then back at me from under her long, sexy eyelashes.
"I always shower directly after flying. It's like washing off the stress of real life so I can settle into my more luxurious surroundings."
I walked towards her slowly, feeling my body respond to the sight of her. She glanced down at the growing bulge in my pants and loosened her grip on her towel, and it slid down just a little, showing a bit more cleavage. I swallowed hard and had to clear my throat.
"That is a good practice to travel by, but there's a small problem with it."
Delaney took a few small steps towards me, her towel slipping even further. It was resting just above her nipples, which I could see were hardened with arousal.
"What could the problem be?"
she whispered sensually.
"The problem is that they say going anywhere by yourself when traveling simply isn't safe," I whispered back.
"Well, you're here,"
she giggled softly.
"Perhaps you can keep me safe?"
I glanced past the curves of her towel-wrapped body to the open door. I raised my voice slightly and said, "Delaney, can you help me with something for a minute?" She smiled knowingly and turned towards the door herself.
"Sure, what do you need?"
she called out. I walked to the door, each step more uncomfortable, as my cock continued to harden in anticipation. I closed it and turned to her, lowering my voice. "I need to help you wash off all that stress you speak of."
"There's a lot of it," she muttered softly. "It may take a while."
I pulled my shirt off over my head as I headed towards her. Good thing we don't have to be anywhere right away. When I was inches from her, her free hand immediately reached down and unfastened my jeans, giving my throbbing cock a little freedom. I pushed my boxers down and stood naked in front of her. I put my hands on her curvy hips and pulled her closer, my member pressing into her stomach. She sucked in her breath and gazed up at me as she let go of her towel and put her arms around my neck. Her towel stayed in place, held by our bodies being pressed together. My hand slid around her waist as I leaned down and found her soft, full lips with my own. I kissed her gently, parting her lips with my tongue. She tasted of sweet caramel lip gloss and desire. Her arms tightened around my neck, and she wiggled up against me. I kissed her harder, feeling her back arch as she became more turned on. Then I pulled my lips away and reveled in the tiny whimper she let out at being deprived of my kiss. I slid my hands up her sides until I felt the sides of her heaving breasts through the towel. Gently, I pushed her away just enough to let her towel fall to the floor. The sight of her was glorious. Her skin was milky and her perky nipples were dark pink. I wrapped one arm around her waist and used the other to push her gently, tipping her back. Leaning in, I took one of her soft buds in my mouth, sucking lightly. Her moan was so sensual, I released a bit of pre-cum and sucked harder. She sucked in a deep breath and gasped.
"Your mouth on me is fucking fabulous."
I took her nipple between my teeth and softly lifted it from her breast until it popped out of my mouth. "I'm hungry, and you taste delicious." Delaney ran her hand up the back of my head, grabbing my hair. She pulled me down to her other breast, which I gladly took in my mouth. I flicked my tongue in circles around her nipple and sucked gently.
"Fuck, you make me so wet."
Her words made my cock jump, pushing against her harder. She reached down between us and slowly wrapped her hand around it. The softness of her skin was like being wrapped in warm silk. I had to take a moment to catch my breath at the intensity of the shock that ran through me. She tightened her grip and slowly slid her hand up my shaft, squeezing more pre-cum out onto her stomach. She moved her hips to massage the head against her stomach as she stroked me. I pressed my mouth back down onto the breast and sucked hard. She gasped and I pushed my hips towards her.
"You don't know what you do to me,"
she whispered in my ear, sending delightful chills down my spine. I pulled my mouth off her and groaned. "I know what I want to do to you." I leaned her back up and found her lips with my own, kissing her deeply while my hand moved between her thighs slowly. She held her breath and was so overtaken by anticipation that she couldn't even kiss me back. I reached her slit and worked my fingers gently to open her. She bit her lip and squealed as I grazed over her clit. Of all the girls, Delaney was the loudest in her sexual escapades, and it made me want her even more. I added some pressure and moved my fingers to her opening. She wiggled in my hand, becoming impatient.
"I want to feel you inside me."
She started stroking me faster as her own anticipation built. I took one of her buttocks in my hand and squeezed hard as I slid two fingers deep inside the warm, wet depth of her. She let out a soft scream that built my own desire. I slid my fingers in and out, making her stroke me harder without even realizing she was doing so. The pressure built in both of us, and she tightened around my fingers.
"I'm gonna come,"
she squealed in my ear. I could tell she was trying to keep the noise down, and I would have none of that. I pushed my fingers up inside her, and she let out a loud yell. Her noise and the ferocity with which she was stroking my cock almost sent me over the edge. "That's better, but I want louder," I growled in her ear while I pulled my fingers out again. By the heaving of her breasts against me and the tightening of her folds, I knew she was ready. In one swift motion, I took my hand from her pussy, pulled her hand from my cock, and lifted her, spreading her legs wide around me. It took no time for my dick to find her opening and slid hard into her. I thrust my hips as I lowered her, and she screamed.
"Oh, fuck! I'm coming! I can't stop!"
I didn't want her to stop, and I would not stop myself either. I wrapped my arms around her buttocks as I held her up and found her nipple again. I bit down gently as I shoved my cock into her, stretching her to her limit. She went over the edge, and her folds started pulsing with her orgasm. As she let go of all inhibition and started screaming, I let myself explode inside her. The power of coming inside her and her body tightening around me was blinding as I pushed into her harder and harder. Her screams seemed to pull the cum out of me more with every thrust. I held onto her, fucking her, standing in the middle of the room until both of us were drained, and her head fell forward onto my shoulder as she gasped for air. When my sight cleared, I carried her over to the bed and laid her down. I laid on top of her, staying inside her as the aftershocks of her orgasm made her wiggle. Her legs clasped tightly around my waist and my weight on her. I caught my own breath and enjoyed the rush of relaxation that overtook my body. We lay that way until we were both breathing easier, and I went soft inside her. Then she started to lay gentle kisses on my neck and chest.
"It's almost scary how hard you make me orgasm," she whispered, nibbling on my earlobe.
"You make me go fucking blind with that tight pussy of yours," I groaned back, pushing my hips against her slightly. She squeezed herself around my cock and giggled. To my surprise, after having come so hard, I felt a stir in my loins. I pushed against her again, and a pleasurable moan escaped her lips.
"I swear, if you are getting hard inside me right now, I won't be able to handle it."
Her words were like a challenge that my body was going to take on. My cock immediately began to swell, filling her. Her hips thrust up, pressing my nutsack against her soft buttocks and sending a shock of pleasure through my groin.
"I don't know how the hell you do this to me," I growled in her ear.
Suddenly, I had to hear her scream again. The orgasms I had when I was with her were like a drug, and I was chasing the high. Fully hard again, I thrust as far into her as I could without hurting her. She groaned and arched her back.
"Don't make me wait, please, Stephen. I can't wait."
I pulled back and thrust into her again, grinding up against her clit. I had to feel her come as badly as she wanted it. My desire mounted so fast, it had to be a record of some sort. It only took 3 hard, tight thrusts to get her to orgasm. Her pussy tightened, and I couldn't hold my load any longer. The moment she felt my cock pulse its first shot of cum up into her, she screamed louder than before as pleasure rocked her body. I kept pumping, pushing the screams out of her while I unloaded deep inside her again. I wanted to keep her coming for as long as possible while the electricity of my own orgasm shot through me. I could tell her second round was even more powerful than her first, and it drove me wild. Finally, Delaney's legs loosened their grip, and we both were drained. Her whole body was shaking under me. I slowly pulled out of her and rolled over to lie beside her. She curled up, still shaking with delight, and laid her head on my chest.
"Your cock is addicting,"
she muttered sleepily. I stroked her hair and smiled.
"It's addicted to you," I whispered, not having the strength to speak any louder.
She opened her eyes and looked up at me, her lips curling into a smile.
"I most certainly need that shower now,"
Want to join me?
As soon as the two of us can walk, I'm in, I told her.
Funny that you say that, because I just had a vision of you getting in the shower, she said mischievously.
You're trying to kill me, woman, I chuckled, as a vision of fucking her in the shower rolled through my mind.
Fine, a nap first then,
she giggled, closing her eyes. We drifted off to sleep, giving our bodies a chance to recover. 20 minutes later, I felt Delaney sit up. I opened my eyes, and she held her hand out to me, licking her lips. I shook my head knowingly, sat up, took her hand,